This is Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
I'm the only lawyer ever to obtain a court ruling that a president of the United States committed a crime.
For truth. For competition.
As a young lawyer, I helped break up AT&T. That's why you have all your cell phones today.
For sovereignty. For the Republic.
I'm the guy who at Judicial Watch, which I founded, uncovered the Chinagate scandal. Millions of dollars going to the Clinton campaign, corrupting our political system.
For the privacy of citizens.
And I'm the only guy to have enjoined the National Security Agency from mass surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans.
Tearing it up.
I'm the son of meatpackers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
Bringing it back.
We're going to take this country apart and put it back together again in the way envisioned by our founding fathers.
It's not just talk.
We're not just regurgitating news stories. Larry Klayman, special prosecutor, is making the news.
And now, here's Larry.
Welcome to this week's edition of Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. I have a very special guest, Cliff Kincaid of America's Survival. We've been colleagues for a very, very long time. We've worked together in the trenches on behalf of true conservatives and the true conservative movement, not the phony that you see, generally speaking. But we're going to be talking about some very serious issues. And let me get into issue number one. Is that last Thursday, there was a scene of President Biden, to use the term president loosely, because I do not believe that he was elected fairly. I believe he was elected through fraud, falling on a stage at the Air Force Academy. Now, it's one thing that he fell. He claims he fell over something that was on the stage. It didn't look like that to me. But the really scary part was, is that he couldn't get up. And he had to be helped up, and he wriggled around. And the scene that was created, broadcast throughout the world, was simply pathetic. I mean, it was an example of the perceived weakness today, not just of Biden, but of this country, because we've allowed a lot of things to happen. And we've looked the other way, and we hope that it would just go away, whether it's China and their military power and the likelihood, almost certainty, that they will be invading Taiwan in the next few years. The fact that we've taken no contingency action because Taiwan makes most of the semiconductors and computer chips. Why haven't we gotten that out of Taiwan and had it renationalized in the United States at this point? It's been a huge security issue. You're dealing with Iran, which, you know, our government says is on the verge of an atomic bomb. Same thing, Israel says that. I believe they already have one. There's no question that they have one. They now have tested, according to their own statements and films that they have released, video, a hypersonic missile, which goes even faster than the hypersonic missiles of China or Russia, a huge threat to Israel. And I would say that Israel also has been extremely weak, is that much like the bellicose words of many of our leaders, Netanyahu has a big mouth, but he never does anything. And that's a problem for Israel because they're in grave difficulty now. And thank God that at least they are forming closer ties with Saudi Arabia, the prince, MBS, who is a very progressive person. I don't care what others say. He's trying to move his country into the 21st century. He's trying to make peace with Israel and with others throughout the Middle East. At least that's a positive sign. No thanks to Biden, by the way, because Biden vowed to make him and Saudi Arabia a pariah nation. And that was one reason why when Biden went over there on his knees begging for oil after he had cut off our oil exploration, the prince told him to get lost. I would have done the same thing. But this is the state of the world. And to me, for Biden to be running again for president, it's not just ego. He wants to be president because in that way he controls the Justice Department. He wants to make sure that he's not indicted, nor his son, Hunter, nor his brother, James, and members of the family, for what we all know, without a doubt, beyond a reasonable doubt, is bribery from communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and now we learn Romania. This is the state of the nation. We're going to talk about that with Cliff Kincaid in the other segments of this show. But here's also a twist, is that conventional wisdom will say that Donald Trump is going to be indicted. He was indicted, obviously, by Alvin Bragg, this corrupt leftist Soros-funded district attorney in New York City, over allegations that really make no sense at all. But the conventional wisdom was that he was going to be indicted for sedition over January 6th, indicted in Georgia for trying to tamper with the election results in 2020, and also indicted over the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Well, I'm not so sure of that anymore, because the calculation of the Democratic Party seems to be this evil Democrat Party comprised of socialists, communists, atheists, frankly, and perverts, that Trump would be the weaker of the candidates compared to DeSantis and some of the other Republican candidates. And this tells you something. And again, we're going to talk about this with Cliff, because you have to wonder, when you look at all the names of the Republican candidates on stage, you know, on TV, on cable news, you have to wonder why they're running as Republicans if they really think they're going to win. Because the fallback candidate is most likely DeSantis. And why aren't there more political parties? Why don't we have competition? Why is everything Democrat or Republican? And of course, we've seen this week that the Republicans, the establishment, Kevin McCarthy and others, have sold out the American people again by raising the debt limit and getting little to nothing in exchange, further bankrupting this country, further increasing inflation, which prevents people from paying reasonable prices for food, for gasoline, which is going up again, and, you know, either whether it's security or police protection or whatever, the American people simply don't have the money to run the country anymore. That, to me, is where we are. And it's a very unfortunate situation, which is leading to our accelerated demise as a country. And then when you see that the Justice Department, my once proud alma mater, and the FBI, which is a subpart of the Justice Department, is obstructing justice with regard to even congressional investigations of the bribery of the Biden family, when you see that all that comes out of the Republicans who control the House of Representatives, who control impeachment proceedings initially, before it would go to the Senate, is that they haven't bothered to impeach Biden on any issue, whether it's the bribery or the open borders, and we're allowing for criminality to run rampant in this country, or destroying the military, or promoting perverse and perverted ideologies in school, you name it. They do nothing. All they do is acquire more money and more power. And it was only last week that I walked into the congressional office of the head of the Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan. You know, I hadn't really attempted to ask congressmen to do anything in the last several years. I went around during the time period that Snowden had revealed the mass surveillance on the American people. Your Freedom Watch and I had to do it on our own. We went into court. We enjoined it in federal court, only to have the judge most likely be threatened and not want to continue on with the case. And then, of course, the intelligence agencies continued to do the same thing. We found out just in the last 2 weeks that they're now doing illegal mass surveillance on January 6th protesters and probably their legal counsel and everybody in and around them. This caused me to say, okay, I'll give it one last chance. So I walk into Jim Jordan's office and I say, I want to talk to the congressman. Does he have 15 minutes? Oh, he's busy. We'll have the scheduler call you back. Here's her card. So, of course, I left the information that I had provided. I wanted to talk about why judges aren't being held accountable, why there are no impeachment proceedings, particularly these judges who have persecuted the January 6th protesters. And I wanted to find out whether or not the committee would investigate the weaponization of the DC Bar Disciplinary Council and the New York Disciplinary Council, because they're trying to eliminate conservative lawyers and Republican lawyers and activists, so we can't even fight in court against the tyranny of the left. Well, I never got a return call. And I also went into the Judiciary Committee and left it with staff. No return call. Jordan is a complete fraud. He wants to raise money. He wants to be real powerful. He wants to have these show trials, these show hearings, but nothing has ever come out of it. Ask yourself this. All these years, what have the Republicans accomplished with their little show trials on Capitol Hill? So this is why the American people need to rise up. It's why you need to go to freedomwatchusa.org. It's why you need to join our Justice League. It's why you need to contribute with tax-deductible contributions. I need more lawyers. We are very short-staffed. We need more lawyers. We need more paralegals. We need more administrative staff. We need more office space. We need to proceed because we have the rights, as it says in our Declaration, when in the course of human events, the sovereign no longer represents the people, under the laws of nature and nature's God, not the law of the state, not the law of the king, to alter or abolish that government and to form a new government by and for the people with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. Now is the time before it is too late. And you can see that because our legal system is corrupt to the core. The American people are being left behind. They have no legal and peaceful means to seek redress in this country, except for taking back our legal system, for indicting criminals in government and elsewhere, for trying them, seeking their convictions, seeking long sentences, and then having law enforcement and the military carry it out. And if that doesn't work, we have the right of citizens' arrests in 48 states, including California, the most leftist of all states. So I want you to go to freedomwatchusa.org. Listen carefully to what Cliff and I will talk about in this show. Give it some thought. Look at your kids. Look at your grandkids. Look at future generations. Say to yourself, how can I leave this earth and leave them in the condition that this country is in today? This country was once the beacon of freedom. It has become, in recent years, the beacon of corruption. We have more sophisticated ways to dishonestly, basically rip off the American people and to destroy the vision and creation of our founding fathers than even some third world countries. We use campaign contributions as a way to legally bribe politicians from special interests, to cook the books, and to get what the special interests want while the American people are left behind. So go to freedomwatchusa.org, contribute to our cause, freedomwatchusa.org, and I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid. Listen carefully, contact me if you have any suggestions on where you think Freedom Watch should go at leclayman@gmail.com. Stay tuned. This is going to be a show which is awakening and which will hopefully spur the American people to get up off the couch, turn off Sean Hannity, and get to work.
Fearless.
Disclaimer, he's crazy, he's racist, he's out to kill the Democrats.
Dangerous.
You don't hear, use the court and the law.
Lethal.
This is bad.
Special prosecutor.
Very bad.
Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
I'm back with my very good friend, a longstanding colleague, a partner in legal and peaceful arms, I might add, just in case the Gestapo of the Justice Department is listening, which they probably are. We actually are fearless, Cliff and I, and others that support us. Cliff Kincaid is the head of USASurvival.org, America's Survival. I urge you to support him as well as to support Freedom Watch. Welcome to Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman, Cliff. And I want to get your take on the state of the nation right now. In my view, we have been taken over by socialists, communists, atheists, and I hate to say it, perverts. So I wanted to get your take on the state of the nation. Many people are simply asleep at the switch. They don't understand what's going on. And they think that the Republican Party is going to be their savior.
I agree with you, Larry. It's a dire situation. I think I'm, like most people, desperate for a way out of this mess, what to do about the criminals running our government. I think you have a possible solution there with your citizen grand juries. One thing I suggested, and I'm not a lawyer, but I threw it out there in one of my newsletters, was urging Speaker McCarthy to use the Capitol Police to go arrest FBI Director Wray for obstruction of justice in the Hunter and Joe Biden cases. Now, people tell me, oh, that's impossible, Cliff. You can't use the Capitol Police that way. Well, we need somebody somewhere in law enforcement, whether it's the Capitol Police, the county sheriffs, somebody, maybe the patriotic people from within the FBI, to arrest this criminal and put him in jail.
Well, you're right. And, you know, the question is, where do our rights stem from? And we've talked about a little bit before the show. Cliff was also someone who took part as a delegate in our Third Continental Congress at Independence Hall a few years ago, which is continuing forward, debating whether to declare independence. I believe we should, and form a new government, not a new nation. But as you know, in the Declaration of Independence, our rights stem from the laws of nature and nature's God. They don't stem from the law of man. And in fact, the founding fathers, having had our legal system taken away from us by King George III, reestablished the concept that the power belongs to the people with our Declaration of Independence and then our Constitution. So I don't see why the Capitol Police can't take action here. And I might add, you know, they're sympathetic to us, generally speaking. We've seen over the last year or so, and even longer, that the Capitol Police were actually supportive of the great majority of January 6th protesters, the peaceful protesters, walking some of them into the Capitol, like the QAnon shaman, tipping some of them off to go home and forget about, you know, what happened, only to have the Gestapo of Christopher Wray's FBI hunt them down later and then turn them over to be indicted by Merrick Garland, the attorney general who controls the Justice Department. So, yeah, I think it's a good suggestion, Cliff. You've got some other information here about what's been going on. We continue it into the next segment, you know, with regard to terrorists in this country. We were talking about it earlier, people who have been let go while at the same time conservatives, people of faith, and others are being persecuted by this Gestapo of an FBI and a Justice Department. Tell us about that.
There's one case in particular my group has been focused on for years, and going back in time, we had tried to bring justice for the victims of Weather Underground terrorism. These are the people who in 1983 bombed the U.S. Capitol. What we discovered is under Obama, under Eric Holder, a terrorist who was still wanted for that crime, her name was Elizabeth Anna Duke, was able to go free. Actually, she was a fugitive. The charges, the terrorism charges against her, were dropped by the Obama Justice Department in a move that was okayed and approved by then federal judge Merrick Garland.
Well, that doesn't come as great surprise, actually. I mean, this whole thing is an outrage, but Merrick Garland is corrupt top to bottom. Thank God he didn't become Supreme Court justice. That's one of the few good things that the Republicans have done. And Christopher Wray is simply a chameleon. Reminds me of the character Zelig in a Woody Allen movie. He morphs into whoever happens to be in power to keep his job. We'll be right back with more with Cliff Kincaid, Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Stay tuned.
And now, four words that make corrupt politicians make wee-wee in their little pants.
Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Special Prosecutor Larry Klayman.
Be the one who makes our country great again. Go to freedomwatchusa.org and donate.
I'm back with Cliff Kincaid. Continue with that story, Cliff, because this is typical of what people are beginning to see in our legal system, finally. I've been writing about it for years. I have three major books. You have books as well, and you can tell our listeners about that. My first one was Horrors, Why and How I Came to Fight the Establishment. I wasn't talking about the girls walking down Las Vegas Boulevard, who, according to Mark Twain, provide something of value as opposed to lawyers. But on the other hand, I was also talking about the second book I wrote, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, and the current one, It Takes a Counter-Revolution, Wake Up America. But this has been going on for years. Our legal system, and this is coming from a lawyer of now 46 years, I hate to say I've been practicing that long in the trenches, is corrupt to the core. In my opinion, the legal profession is the most corrupt profession in the United States. I think it's why Shakespeare used to say, He didn't mean it, you know, actually, but metaphorically, let's kill all the lawyers. I would add the judges to that, too. No, we don't want them hurt or killed or harmed in any way. But when people have that kind of power, when they control the justice system, when they're able to decide who gets tried, who gets convicted, who gets sentenced, and who gets put away based upon political connections and other forms of bribery in Greece, you've got a situation where the country's coming unglued. And that's where we are today, in my opinion, is that without a justice system that stands in the stead for the American people, we, the American people, have no choice but to rise up and wage a second American revolution. And we're trying to do it peacefully and legally with our citizens' grand juries, citizens' trials. We've been trying Biden and his son and his brother for bribery, Fauci for negligent homicide and killing, you know, now in excess of 7 million people worldwide, more than Hitler did during World War II in the Holocaust, so on and so forth. So give me your thoughts on that and put this in the context of what Ayn Rand predicted in her book Atlas Shrugged in 1958 about the rise of the left and the rise of communism and the total takeover of our country.
I think it's been predicted. As somebody, in my case, Larry, who has been studying communism for about 40 years, I've seen this transpire. I've seen this gather steam to the point where, let's face it, the Democratic Party today is the Marxist Party in the United States. The Republican Party has failed to mount any kind of serious opposition. Although I would, looking back on Merrick Garland, give Senator McConnell at least some credit then for preventing a vote on that guy going to the Supreme Court. But then the Republicans in the Senate turned around when he was nominated as Attorney General. 20 Republican senators voted for him as Attorney General, including McConnell. This is the kind of phony opposition that we're all getting sick and tired of, in the same way that they rubber stamped most of them, except for about 70, the Democrat debt bill that raised the debt limit and even raised federal spending up to a point of $34 trillion. This is what it's going to be on top of, and I just did a column on this, we've got unfunded liabilities of $91 trillion in the United States. This is part of the communist takeover, bankrupting the United States. The Republicans failed to repeal Obamacare, and now with the recent debt deal, they've cemented in place all of Biden and Obama's green energy scams and deals. We need a true opposition party, or at least some citizen action of the kind you've been articulating, to go after these criminals and put them behind bars.
You know, to follow up on that thought, you know, when you look at what you see on cable TV with all these Republicans, so-called Republicans, coming into the presidential race for 2024, you know, I got to ask myself the question, why are they running as Republicans? Number one, they're likely not going to win. It'll either be Trump or DeSantis. And as much as I like President Trump, and I also like DeSantis as well, I don't think President Trump's going to make it across the finish line if it looks like he's a formidable foe to Joe Biden, who, by the way, just yesterday collapsed on the stage at the Air Force Academy. You know, one thing tripping over something and falling, another thing that he couldn't get up. And that was the pathetic vision and image that we saw. If someone hadn't lifted him up, he'd still be laying there. And we know his condition. But why are these Republicans all throwing themselves into that mix? Obviously, they hope that the Democrats will take care of Trump, that he'll have several more indictments. But I'm not so sure, because as of today, they think Trump will probably be the weaker of the candidates. So they may actually lay off him to some degree. I want to get your thoughts about that, because I don't understand why we don't have more competition. I'm a competition antitrust lawyer, among other things. Why everyone has to run under a Republican umbrella, and why it's just accepted that we have a two-party system.
it is hard to imagine why some of these people are running. Take Chris Christie of New Jersey. Here was the guy who recommended to President Trump that he appoint Christopher Wray as FBI director. I mean, how can this guy even show his face in a Republican primary? And Trump has got to recognize, and I think he's beginning to, that so many of his appointments, Wray, his use of Fauci, Bill Barr, all these others, dug him into the hole he finds himself in. He can promise retribution, but has he learned enough to be able to take the case to the American people and survive the legal terrorism that's already coming at him?
That's right. With regard to Christie, I think Christie just, you know, has it in for Trump, and that's what he wants to do because he feels spurned. Unfortunately, as much as I like President Trump, this is one of his characteristics that is an Achilles heel. He makes a lot of enemies unnecessarily. And in fact, even Michael Cohen, who's an idiot, okay, Michael Cohen, the lawyer and a criminal, because he never came to Michael Cohen's defense, he saw what Michael Cohen did, wound up ultimately getting him indicted in New York City out of, you know, a retribution, a type of retaliation. And this is what he did with Christie in a way. And Christie now just basically wants to cut the legs out from under Trump, I believe. And Christie, by the way, I'm not a fan of Christie. He thought mass surveillance after Snowden revealed it is peachy keen. No problem with that. I have a real problem with that on the American people. And in fact, we learned recently, just in the last few weeks, and we're going to be bringing another lawsuit. We already enjoined the Obama NSA twice in the past for this illegal surveillance, that they're conducting it on January 6th protesters, and probably their lawyers as well. I'm sure I'm covered by that as well. I may be a plaintiff myself in the case. So this is, you know, where we are, Cliff. And I also want to throw this out, is that it's not just the executive branch of government or the legislative branch of government, but our judicial branch of government on the federal level. These federal judges in Washington, D.C. in particular, and New York City, unelected, unaccountable to the people, as Jefferson said, have become despots and tyrants. And Jefferson predicted that this would cause us to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again, every 20 years or so, adding what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty. That's the natural manure of government. Now, he didn't want to see anybody harmed or dead. Neither do I, neither do you. But these federal judges are forcing peaceful January 6th protesters to get down on their knees, to make forced confessions, to get lesser jail time. The protesters don't even believe in what they're confessing to. Some of them have recanted it after they've been sentenced, and then judges have hauled them back and are considering sentencing to more time. And this, the state of the nation looks a lot like what you'd see in Iran or North Korea or Venezuela or Cuba or China or Russia. It's just unbelievable. So last week when I was in Washington, one last chance, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because I've tried to get Congress to do things for years. I gave up. Even with the mass surveillance, I couldn't get them really to do much of anything. I had to do it myself and go to court. So I walked into the office of Jim Jordan, who's now chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Republican. You see him on TV all the time, rolled up sleeves, ex-wrestling coach from Ohio State, Mr. Tough Guy, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and only holds his hearings and nothing ever happens. So I walked in and I said, what are you going to do to his staff? I said, I'd like to talk to the congressman about these judges. I mean, he's head of the Judiciary Committee. You haven't sought to impeach one of them on any grounds. And the D.C. Bar and the New York Bar disciplinary councils are being weaponized to try to remove conservative lawyers and Republican lawyers and activists to be able to fight the left. What are you going to do about that? Oh, he'll call you back. You know, we'll set up a meeting. Never heard from the guy. It's a complete fraud. You know, and this is the Republican Party. Raise money, acquire power. And of course, we've now seen it this week with, you know, raising the debt limit and accomplishing, you know, little in terms of cuts. And this gets back to the whole issue of the American people rising up to create a new government, not a new nation, and to get honest people that really represent us rather than feathering their own nests. Your comments.
look at how the FBI is stonewalling the request by Representative Comer for the file or document on bribing Joe Biden. This is an agency, the FBI, that's above the law. And yet the Republican response, I guess they're finally going to get a chance to at least see it, see the document, has been, well, we'll issue contempt, a contempt order against Chris Wray of the FBI. Well, you and I remember when Eric Holder was involved in funneling weapons to the Mexican cartels, Operation Fast and Furious, didn't turn over documents, and the Republicans held him in contempt. They actually voted contempt. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing, because the Obama Justice Department wouldn't prosecute Holder. So we need more than theatrics and performance art. We need somebody to step forward and use whatever law enforcement is available or legal help on our side, such as yourself, to go after these people for once and for all and get them put in jail.
Well, you're right, and that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head. Biden controls the Justice Department. This, in a nutshell, is why he wants to run for president again. But the double irony is that even if the Republicans win the next election from a presidential standpoint, from the executive branch, as you point out with Eric Holder, they never use the Justice Department themselves. And see, this is a lesson that I hope that if Trump becomes president again, he's learned, is that he is the head of the Justice Department. Now, he can't tell the Justice Department to indict anybody. That would be improper. But he can certainly order them to investigate. And he never even did that. So the first attorney general that he had, and we'll continue this in the next segment, was an idiot, Sessions, Jeff Sessions. The second one was a Republican rhino who was more interested in covering his own backside than representing the American people. So this is a lesson to be learned, and it's why Americans themselves, and I hope they go to freedomwatchusa.org, donate to our cause with tax-deductible contributions, donate to Cliff, his organization, as well at usasurvival.org. We need to have citizen action right now. It's not going to happen from the government. We need more lawyers. We need more paralegals. We need more staff. We are your Justice Department. You don't have a Justice Department that's working for you. In fact, what you have is the equivalent of the Gestapo during the Third Reich. I'll be right back with Cliff Kincaid. Stay tuned. Until then, go to freedomwatchusa.org and usasurvival.org.
Before he was a trial lawyer, he sliced him and diced him.
People used to ask me, Larry, what caused you to start Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, given the powerful forces in this country that put you at risk?
In a meat packing plant.
I'm the son of meat packers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I know how to slice and dice.
A very special prosecutor, Larry Klayman.
If you'd like to support Freedom Watch and this radio show, go to freedomwatchusa.org.
We're back with the verdict, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and creation of our founding fathers. One of the things, Cliff, that is really troubling, of course, is what's going on with the ethics and morality of our country, with the complete breakaway, I'd say, from the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, Judeo-Christian values, you name it. And I want you to comment on this, because this is a very sinister yet clever attempt by the left to destroy this country from within. And when you are pushing the young kids, not just socialism or communism or atheism or whatever, but also pushing very perverted lifestyles on kids behind the backs of parents, when corporations, insurance companies, et cetera, will now pay out money for sex change operations in some states, which actually prohibit the insurance companies from even informing the parents of what's going on, it's clear what is intended. And of course, the natural consequence of that is, if you believe in God, do you think God is just sitting around playing patty cakes, saying, okay, that's fine? He's destroyed many civilizations over the millennia. I think we're on the verge of destruction right now, unless things are rapidly turned around and unless the respect is paid to God, which he demands. But the verdict to me is going to be God's verdict on where we go as a nation, as a people, and whether we will continue to survive at all, notwithstanding the fact that our country is already in a nosedive in terms of its power and prestige throughout the world.
Larry, let me tell you, the verdict is coming. And part of the reason is we don't understand what's behind this rot and corruption. I mentioned, as someone who's been around the D.C. area for 40 years, I've been analyzing and studying communism. I've written over 10 books, including three on Barack Hussein Obama, who I describe as our first Marxist president. Let me give you a quick story. On March 18th in Washington, D.C., I was back covering an openly communist rally. These were people, thousands of them, and they were also marching in about 15 other cities. Communists in league with China, Russia, Cuba, North Korea. You can find all these pictures. I took dozens of pictures up on my website, usasurvival.org. Nobody pays attention to these communists on the streets who are part of the, you might call it, militia of the Democratic Party, the ones responsible for riots, the ones responsible for attacking a police facility in Atlanta just months ago. These are people who could be investigated, even put in jail, because what I discovered was we still have a law on the books called the Communist Control Act, which could be enforced by the Justice Department, because these communists are actually foreign agents of regimes and countries hostile to the United States. But they get ignored. They're allowed to rally and influence government policy. And meanwhile, as you pointed out, peaceful protesters on January 6th are thrown in jail for many, many years. We've got to get our sense about ourselves, understand what's happening, and hopefully avoid the verdict that's coming for the sake of our children and grandchildren.
Well, and thank God for people like you, Cliff, and we just have to keep educating, and we have to do things rather than just sit around and think it's going to pass. It's not going to pass over. It's not going to go away, and that we are already in a virtual dictatorship in this country controlled by the far left. And again, Biden, a traitor, because he's incapable of being president. His wife's a traitor to Jill. They did not form the American people in 2020 that he was incapable of the job, mentally or physically. Now he wants to be reelected again, not campaigning at all, as just an antidote to Donald Trump. And if this guy gets into power, not only will this country be totally destroyed in 2.5 years, but everything will be gone. And of course, he wants to do it to insulate himself from potential prosecution. Anyway, Cliff, I want to thank you for what you do. God bless you. Go to usasurvival.org and freedomwatchusa.org, and please contribute to our cause. We'll be back next week with another edition, A Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman. Remember, the Father and Son will only help us if we help ourselves. Thank you for listening to us.